across the United States.
And how do I find great locations for my robots?
Well, actually, we do that for you. Your robots go into high-traffic, secured locations, engage with customers daily, deliver amazing Froyo experiences to customers, and you collect the profits. They work so you don't have to.
Well, I definitely want my own Froyo robots. How do I get them?
It's easy. Just go to FroyoFranchising.com and enter promo code 2727. That's FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 2727. Locations are going fast, so don't wait. Again, that's FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 2727.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Shot in the line of duty. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Four officers down in South Carolina wounded early this morning, and we don't know yet how badly hurt they are. Fox's Tanya J. Powers on the case live.
Oh, Dave, they're all in the hospital right now. They had responded to a domestic violence call last night, then had to track down Christian Thomas McCall, who had run away on foot. Now, he was shot at the crossfire and is also in the hospital. Trent Ferris is with the York County Sheriff's Office.
We could really use your prayers. We could really use your thoughts right now for those officers.
Now, three of the officers who were shot are York County Sheriff's deputies. The fourth is with the York County Police Department, Dave.
Tanya, Pope Francis begged for forgiveness today in Chile, expressing his pain and shame over a Catholic Church child sex scandal, admitting irreparable damage was done to children raped and molested by priests. The most notorious of those pedophiles was not removed from his ministry until 2011, despite complaints about him. A California couple is accused of torturing their children, David and Louise Turpin, each jailed on $9 million bail.
The Riverside County Sheriff's Department says Sunday, a 17-year-old girl called 911 from a cell phone she said she had found at home and told the cops that she and her 12 siblings were being held against their will by their parents. When deputies arrived at the house, they found children and adults malnourished, shackled to their beds with chains and padlocks in what they called foul-smelling surroundings.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. One of the victims is 2 years old. Seven of them were adults as old as 29. President Trump is now calling Senator Durbin Dickie, tweeting he's the one who blew the DACA deal over Durbin's claim that the president derided Haiti and S-hole African countries in a meeting last week. The Democrat says,
I know what happened. I stand behind every word that I said in terms of that meeting.
Democrats are insisting DACA, a program to protect immigrants brought here illegally as kids, be included in a spending bill to fund the government beyond Friday, but they don't want to provide all the border wall funding the president demands. Fox News, fair and balanced.
Ever had an obstructed view at a show or an event?
I can't see around this concrete column.
That's what it's like relying on checking your credit to protect you from identity theft. You get a limited view.
She looks beautiful.
Who looks beautiful?
You might detect credit changes, but you can miss threats, like someone getting an online payday loan in your name or selling your personal information on the dark web.
Did you see that?
See what? The concrete?
With LifeLock, you can see more. We use proprietary technology to detect a range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, a U.S.-based identity restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock can alert you to threats you could miss.
I told you this was worth seeing.
You are killing me.
Memberships start at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Now get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS. That's promo code NEWS. LifeLock. More detection, more protection.
The case against Paul Manafort returns to court today after the former Trump campaign chairman was caught up in the special counsel's Russia investigation.
Prosecutors with Robert Mueller's office are asking a federal judge to set a May 14th trial date for Paul Manafort and business associate Rick Gates. Both face charges in alleged money laundering and tax evasion scheme uncovered during the course of the Russia probe. Manafort and Gates have pleaded not guilty and remain on house arrest. A status hearing will be held today in the case in U.S. District Court in Washington. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Next, White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon will be questioned today by the House Intelligence Committee in that congressional and Russia investigation. There's a summit in Canada. Secretary of State Tillerson attending and focused on North Korea's nukes.
The U.S. says it has been consulting with Chinese and Russian governments ahead of this meeting on this summit and will keep them updated to the progress that they're making here. Though Sergei Lavrov, the foreign minister for Russia, responded to that notion saying it is, quote, outright lies. We said clearly that we consider these efforts and this meeting to be destructive. The U.S. says that the United States and Canada decided to only invite the countries that participated with the United States, were allied with the United States during the Korean War.
That's Fox's Rich Edson. A now infamous doctor faces even more time behind bars for a sex scandal.
Larry Nassar is returning to court in Michigan today. Nassar pleaded guilty to molesting girls at his Michigan State University office, his home, and a Lansing area gymnastics club. He also worked for USA Gymnastics, which trains Olympians. And gold medalist Simone Biles on Monday said she was among the athletes sexually abused by Nassar. Dozens of victims are expected to speak before a sentence is handed down Friday.
That's Fox's Tom Rigotti. And then Nassar's already spending 60 years in federal prison on child porn. On Wall Street, stock futures are surging, putting Dow 26,000 in reach. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good Tuesday morning, ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast, National Weather Service, Diane Ducey.
It's cold, Stevie J, and it's brought to you by Blossom Basket Floors, from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Kern Cunningham in Urbana and The Crossing in Champaign, 367 Rows or blossombasket.com. We've got some clouds, windy conditions, and the wind chill advisory again until noon. Tonight's low at 7, up to 23 tomorrow, partly cloudy, down to 16. By Thursday, we've got a high 35, and then sunshine on Friday with a high 42. The warm spot of the week with the showers is on Sunday, as we're up to 50. Now we're at 2 below 0, though.
Yeah.
ESPN 93.5.
All right. I am coming off the remnants of a cold. Doing okay. Had tea And probably screamed a little too loud when Michael Finke made a four-point play. That was a really good shot, and I loved the Michael Finke chest-bumping Brad Underwood part.
I didn't see that.
That was so good. And this team is just getting so much better. I thought, you know, we had a couple of key mistakes late, but, oh, I mean, I would not want to play this team. I thought we played. We had a 14-0 Nebraska run second half, but otherwise we had spring. We out rebounded them. We had energy. I really thought we were going to win the game. Anyway, they made a last second buzzer beater.
Yeah, James Palmer Jr. And they thought it was a 2-for-2. They had contemplated bringing it back, but it was a 3-pointer that won the game.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable fade-in shot. I thought the guy was on the line. I didn't see a replay. Anyway, we lost by 1, 64-63. I will play Brad Underwood's entire press conference at 7:20.
Okay.
Which is 4 minutes long.
Short and sweet.
And, you know, I think he's doing a tremendous job. These losses, think about the most competitive person you know, and then multiply by 10.
That's pretty much you by 10.
I had a really hard time coaching junior pony league when I was 19, and I was coaching 15-year-olds. This is Philo Junior Pony League. Uh-huh. And I'd wake up in the middle of the night saying, "Get a hit, Frank."
Right.
I mean, wow. I don't know. I'd be Mike Ditka on steroids. I would have a hard time because I have a hard time losing. So I had the Saints Sunday, the Illini last night, and a cold.
Right.
But God bless America. I'm happy to be here. 7:08, Jamie Colby. If you've not seen this show, it's called Strange Inheritance. It's in Fox Business, where she goes around the country and finds weird inheritance stuff.
That's right.
It's really cool. People inherit the most incredible things.
Uh-huh. You never know the value of them, and she'll research that.
Yeah. It's on again tonight, 8 o'clock, Fox Business, and I'll talk to Jamie later in the hour.
Okay.
All right, Alan Sachs will be coming up. He's one of our favorites, University of Texas at Arlington, political science professor. And again, I feel so much better than I sound. I'm sorry I sound so bad. But when you have this kind of thing, you wake up, you don't know what you got until you start talking. So I am sorry for that, and I'll try and let others talk more than me today. All right, it is Tuesday, January 16. I'll play the entire Brad Underwood presser at 7:20 from last night. It was hard. You know, we've lost 9 games in basketball, and we've had the lead in 8 of them in the second half. So Michael Finke making baskets was very encouraging. It is our friend, Professor Alan Sachs. Sorry for the cold, Alan. How are you?
I'm a little old man. I can't take it.
Hey, it's great having you back. I always love talking to you.
Jacket. I'm huddled up under the desk.
It's crazy out there. The judge's DACA ruling, seen by some legal scholars, is problematic. What do you say, Alan?
It really is problematic. It's not the first time that one lone unelected federal judge has ruled in this way. One lone federal judge in Hawaii some months ago ruled to stop President Trump's travel ban by executive order. And part of his reasoning was it hurts the vacationing of a lot of people in Hawaii and busts up families. That's not a judicial argument. That's just a nice party talk. And the same thing happened, I believe, in California. One lone federal judge, unelected, rules that President Trump does not have the authority on his DACA ruling, which essentially suspended it for a small period of time. And now it's back going. This is one lone federal judge. I must have been wrong for many years, and I say that really with a great deal of humility. I may have been wrong. I've been telling my students for years, a federal district judge has a ruling for just his judicial environment. The circuit courts right above have a jurisdiction in their circuit. Only the Supreme Court has a national authority. But this one lone federal judge rules for the whole country. I think there's something wrong in that, and probably the higher court should have reprimanded him.
All right, so going forward, we're still just going to have to deal with this. There's not too much we can do as far as the Constitution.
Exactly. It's headed toward, I believe, it could be headed toward the Supreme Court. I know the travel ban is. I don't know if DACA will be or not. I know the travel ban is. Those lower court orders are headed toward the U.S. Supreme Court. In fact, the U.S. Supreme Court has already ruled on them, but they sort of step back and they're saying we want to see what the lower federal courts have to say. But the DACA issue is on the agenda right now in Congress. They have a Friday deadline of spending and DACA, and the two are linked together. And why they should be is called politics. The Democrats are holding up spending, and the Republicans want DACA. They want a border wall. President Trump does. And so they're saying, we're not going to give you spending, the Democrats, unless you give us something well that we want on DACA. It has to be done by this Friday, or else parts of the government, not all, parts of the government may close down for a while and some federal people furloughed, but they still will get their money at a later time. It's not really going to be a big government shutdown. It never has been. But the media will scare everybody. There's a government shutdown brewing. But DACA is on the agenda, and hopefully they can get something done by this Friday.
Do you think they will?
I think they will. That's just a wild guess. I think they will because spending is tied to it, and neither party really wants to be blamed for shutting down the government. The Republicans and President Trump are saying military spending is in that bill, and that's important. You don't want to hurt the military. I certainly do not. And it's already been hurt too much under the past President Obama's administration. We need more spending. But DACA is tied to it, and the DACA issue is running out of time as well. I think in an emergency, they'll come to it. But think of it. Isn't it ridiculous for United States Congress, 535 members, to wait until the very last minute to get something done? It's like my students with a term paper. Wait, here I come. I'm running down the street with my term paper. It is that bad.
It just, until there's urgency, they just don't do it.
They just don't do it. Until there's real urgency, they don't do it. It's like my dog ate the paper, you know, except this is something infinitely more important. But I still think it'll get done this Friday. They may have just a stopgap spending measure, a resolution just to so-called kick the can down the street once more. But the issue of DACA and spending are both very, very important, and it's a shame that they're tied together.
Alan, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
University of Texas at Arlington, political science professor Alan Sachs, ESPN 93.5. We go to sports. Tough loss last night.
It's true. Nebraska wins 64-64. 63. Next up, Wisconsin. Let's hope we can get our first Big Ten win. We're 0-5.
Six.
Yeah.
We have lost 9 games and been ahead 8 of them in the second half. So we're right there.
Right there. And again, we'll play the press conference inside the next 10 minutes or so as we hear from Coach Brad Underwood. But it's James Palmer Jr. that hit it at the buzzer for that Nebraska win, 64-63. Other Big Ten basketball action had Michigan over Maryland, 68-67 in a tight one. And in overtime, Minnesota beat Penn State, 95-84. Our Illinois women hosting Michigan State tonight at 8 at the State Farm Center if you want to check that out.
Well, when, what time is it? It's 8 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
And who they play?
On the Big Ten Network, Michigan State. They are 3-2 on the season, 13-5 overall.
Okay. All right.
We are 0-5 in the Big Ten, 9-10 overall.
I'll be there.
Okay.
Because Grace's new dance company, Oskies, will dance at halftime.
Nice.
So I'm going to go watch.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Bulls over Miami, 119-111. Bulls got 16 threes in the game. Pacers over the Utah Jazz, 109-104. Also trending is the new AP top college basketball poll. Villanova on top, then Virginia. Purdue bumped up to number 3. Oklahoma, Duke, Michigan State at number 9. Ohio State at 22 and Michigan at 23. So the Big Ten well represented. Also, the Tennessee Titans have parted ways with Mike Mularkey as their head coach. And it looks like Andrew McCutchen, Pittsburgh Pirates, is heading to the Giants.
Pirates are doing a sale.
Uh-huh.
Garrett Cole went to Houston. And the face of the Pirates, Andrew McCutchen, is a Giant. Wow. And they didn't get much for him, so.
That's right. So that's pretty much sports. I mean, as far as NFL action, we're looking forward to the games. But, you know, everybody knows all that coming up, so.
All right. 7:16. I just can't believe that buzzer beater.
I know it.
Man.
Dang it.
I mean, it's 8 seconds, and we have all the mo. It takes 6 seconds for them to get across the 10-second line. That's perfect. And he does a lean-in 3. And one of the guys said it was a 2.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. We'll be right back. Your Fox Business Minute next.
UC is honored to serve our vibrant communities for 150 years. We are grateful for our dedicated associates, customer relationships that span generations, and thriving communities, the places we're proud to call home. Join the celebration. Visit buc.com/150 for details. UC, fulfilling dreams since 1868. Member FDIC.
The J.T. Walker's High School Sports Showcase is coming your way tonight. St. Joseph Ogden takes on St. Thomas More. Thanks to the folks like Carl Sports Medicine, be ready when the whistle blows, their new location at the corner of 1st and Windsor in Champaign. Illini Mattress, family owned and operated. Online, IlliniMattress.com. Long's Garage at 503 East Main in Urbana has professional auto repair from ASE certified technicians. And Roof Doctors, have the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. Co.com. i3 Broadband joins on with another option for your internet, TV, and voice without the contracts. Check out their fiber network today online at i3broadband.com. St. Joseph Ogden's Spartans against the St. Thomas More Sabres tonight at 7:30 here on ESPN 93.5.
All right, it's cold.
Yeah.
Weather, ESPN 93.5.
All right.
Yeah.
I just feel like after that line I lost, like you said, the Saints lose, and then we got the cold weather. What is good in the world?
Well, I mean, there's some Viking fans that are thrilled. So.
Exactly.
But all Illini Nation saying, darn it, I'm encouraged. I know we're 0-6, but I like what I see. It's a process. but I really do. I like what I see.
Wind chill advisory until noon today. Right now, the wind chill at 20 below zero. 18 our high, 7 our low tonight, up to 23, partly cloudy tomorrow, down to 16. 35 the high with sunshine on Thursday. Maybe some melting starting up. We've got a high 42 on Friday and 45 on Saturday. Maybe up to 50 by Sunday, but showers in the forecast at that time. Minus 2, again, wind chill 20 below, so bundle up. ESPN 93.5.
All right, Fox Business Minute brought to you by... I'm so sorry. I'm struggling like
it's
this.
It's all good.
Brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust.
That's right.
Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. I'll play the entire press conference from Brad Underwood. All 4 minutes of it last night after a tough loss. It'll be next. All right. It's the 16th of January, and it's the Big Coat Day. 720 ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, Energizer is buying Rayovac. Energizer Holdings is purchasing Spectrum Brands, the parent company of Rayovac, for $2 billion in cash. Energizer also owns the EverReady brands. The company that received the most complaints from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau last year was Equifax. Student loan refinancing company LendEDU says Equifax received more than 30,000 complaints. You'll likely be seeing more promotion of platinum jewelry, and you can blame electric cars. The Wall Street Journal says the platinum industry fears losing industrial business, so it's promoting the metal for jewelry. Platinum's largest use is in catalytic converters, and electric cars don't need them. The markets were closed yesterday for the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 150 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll learn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text CREDIT to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 87% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, text CREDIT to 35517. That's CREDIT to 35517.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, this is Jay Lehman reminding all my fellow Saddlemaster fans that they have their own app for pickup and delivery. I use the app to skip the line so I can prepay and be out in seconds. Download the app today.
Salad Meister now open in Champaign. Stop by today for a fresh salad or wrap.
All right. Last night, we lost.
Yeah. 64-63.
Oh. Here's Brad Underwood. The complete.
Up in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah. The complete post game with Brad Underwood last night. He did a good job.
Nothing is given. Everything is earned. And give Palmer credit. made a heck of a shot. We felt pretty good watching him come up the floor, and we took about 6 seconds in the backcourt, and he just stepped in and made a shot over over Trent. But I'm proud of my guys. Our guys fought. You know, we've lost three overtime games now, a buzzer beater. Had Minnesota right there with all the momentum of Minnesota. And we're not playing, nor are we acting like a team that is winless. So I'm really proud of the character of our guys. And I got another great night from Trent Frazier. It was great to see Michael bounce back. Michael's been in a little bit of a funk. And costly mistakes down the stretch. We missed 8 layups in the first half. And in high major basketball, power conferences, most of your games are decided by 1 or 2 possessions. And when you make mistakes and miss layups and miss easy opportunities, no matter when they are, they will always come back to haunt you. But again, I thought we were pretty efficient. The second half, shoot 50%. I thought we did a great job on the glass after just getting pummeled at against Iowa. That'll make up for the difference. We got shellacked by Iowa, so he kept us in the game. But again, turnovers killed us, and you know, we got 5 from LeRon in 23 minutes, and we can't have that. So give Nebraska credit, and it's on to Madison for us.
How are you able to get Finke going in the second half?
Well, I think, one, we needed to get Michael going, not just period, not at all. I think that we felt great about the matchup. We came out the second half trying to go right at Copeland with 3 fouls. Felt like that was an advantage for us. And they got confused, I think, on a switch, which got a 3 at the top of the key to get going. And then Michael did what he hasn't been doing, which was climbing on the glass. And again, 5 offensive rebounds and led to some easy baskets. And Michael's tremendous in his zone. And he does a great job short corners and high post. And he had a little short corner jump shot. And then the 3 was just a real simple high ball screen with him spaced on the backside. And he got a clean look. And they supported in, and he knocked it in. So Trent made a great pass. But Michael, it's good to see Michael get going again. Double doubles, a big night for him.
Have you had a team that seems as staying good as this one?
Yeah, I saw Oklahoma last year when I was in the Big 12. Team that was a Final Four team, was well coached by Lon Kruger, and I mentioned to our staff they lost it just about every way possible last year. We're going to try to change that though, and I don't use snake bit. We've self-inflicted too many of these. I mean, Devontae Williams gets a big time rebound, and you know, we've got to learn. I mean, we're playing a tremendous amount of freshmen and young guys that have never been in these roles. We gotta quit making them. Thank you.
Yeah, great job, considering.
Mm-hmm.
And DeMonte does so many good things, and he got another incredible rebound and just threw it.
The pass was to what, Trent Frazier?
Threw it to Coach Underwood. It's out of bounds.
Yeah.
Dang it. And then he was double-teamed, and they picked his pocket. So he had, you know, but he does so many good things. But at the end of the games, he had 2 bad inbound, 1 bad inbounds pass, another. Anyway, DeMonte struggled at the end. But, again, he's a freshman. We're coming on. I'm telling you, it's never good losses. But
it's just so tight at the end. And how many overtimes? And just
3 overtimes and a buzzer beater. We lost them all. So you just hang in there. All right, Jamie Colby is coming up next, ESPN 93.5, 728.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 150 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll learn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text CREDIT to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 87% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, text CREDIT to 35517. That's CREDIT to 35517.
Hey, it's Chris Raby. Join Mike Claiborne and me every week for Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day presented by Ammer and Klaibs. I have a feeling we're going to be pretty busy over the next few months.
Busy? I can't wait, man. There's so much to talk about. New coaches, new players. I'm giddy already about baseball season, so this is the best way for me to get it started.
Yeah, every week, December through March on the Cardinals Radio Network. Who knows what's in store? We're going to have something new and exciting every single week for listeners.
I can't wait.
Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day presented by Ameren on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network.
Sub-zero temps have been causing plumbing problems all across central Illinois. When a pipe bursts or a drain freezes, who do you call to dry up all the water after the plumber has been there? Hi, this is Damon with CleanRite, here to help out 24/7. We have been taking care of our clients' water-related emergencies and carpet cleaning needs since 1998. We are local and know how important prompt professional service is. To find us, just Google CleanRite Champagne. And remember, at CleanRite, we are there when you need us.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Four cops are shot responding to a domestic violence call in South Carolina.
The suspect, his name is Christian Thomas McCall. He's 47 years old. He was taken into custody. He also sustained gunshot wounds.
Sheriff spokesman Trent Ferris. The suspect had run off into the woods when officers arrived. He shot one, tracking him with a police dog, then three others later on during the search. We've not been told the severity of any of these gunshot wounds. A Southern California couple's accused of abusing their 13 children, 2 to 29 years old.
A 17-year-old girl escaped and called police, who arrived to find several of them chained and padlocked to beds. Some of the older ones so malnourished, officers thought they were children.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, the couple's held on $9 million bail each. That home is listed in state records as a school with the husband as principal. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Yeah, you hear stories like that, and you go, what?
Yeah.
Yet mental illness?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know how you shackle kids.
I mean, the neighbors are dismayed. They can't believe that was happening in their neighborhood.
Well, I mean, I look like a nice house.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
2 to 29, 13 siblings.
And they were, some were shackled.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, Honda BMW, that's unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
Honda BMW Champaign, drivechampaign.com. Hundreds of vehicles on the lot. Service is so good. If you go to Honda BMW, they're going to say, how may I help you? What are you looking for? What price range?
Uh-huh.
Let's test drive.
Uh-huh.
And then when you buy it, they want you to buy 100 from them. So they're going to treat you great.
That's right.
That was a nice high note.
Return business.
Treats you great.
You bet.
It's on to BMW Champaign. Say hey to Ben. DriveChampaign.com. DriveChampaign.com. They're terrific. All right. We'll check your weather coming up.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point.
Sarah Spain and Jason Fitz in. Usually when a coach is in the divisional round of the playoffs, that's a pretty good sign that they're going to be safe. Not the case for Malarkey. Fitz, what do you make of this decision by the Titans?
The quick translation for me after spending a year and a half covering the team in Nashville, at the end of the day, Marcus Mariota has not continued to develop, and there's been just this rising swell of they've got to get somebody in that can be a quarterback whisperer if they're going to make the most out of Mariota. So I think this is, it's going to be an interesting moment and an interesting hire for the franchise, because they've got a quarterback that they've got to figure out if he's worth mega bucks. He's going to come up for that contract soon. So just keep an eye out. Everybody knows John Robinson's the GM for the Titans. He came from the Patriots tree, so people around Nashville for a long time have thought that John Robinson has his eye on Josh McDaniels. So you could see another team in the Josh McDaniels hunt.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close? We're going to need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
Oh, we can get away with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1-$2-$3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With Grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
All right, it's really cold, but it's getting better by the weekend.
That's right. The wind chill advisory will extend until noon. We've got a high 17 expected on the air. Temp 7 are low tonight. Up to 23 tomorrow, down to 16, partly cloudy conditions. Sunny on Thursday with a high 34, low 22, just inside 40 Friday. Mid-40s by Saturday, up to 50 with some showers in the forecast on Sunday. 1 below zero now, feels like 20 below zero on the wind chill. Just got a text in from Jim saying, Stevie, you sound terrible.
Thank you, Jim.
Hang in there, bud.
Thank you, Jim.
So, in any case, you're feeling all right, though.
It's just, we all go through it. I just happen to have a little more visibility.
Uh-huh.
So, and I could stay home, but then I leave you out in the lurch here, so.
Well, and, you know, I feel like I could handle it.
Oh, you could.
I appreciate you coming in.
But it's
easier for me.
I just always come in. I just always do. So
right.
I'm sorry.
This is kind of part of it in radio. We'll go through these ups and downs.
I think I'm better than yesterday.
Agreed. And by the time the show presses on, your voice is all limbered up.
So. It gets a little better.
Mm-hmm. We have Dr. Todd coming up.
I knew there was something.
359-2255 if you have a pet question running through your head. And, you know, Tinkerbell passed away last week, and there's been some social media chatter. We did visit a family that had 9 pointer Great Dane mix puppies, the Myers in Sadorus. And it was more puppy therapy for us. Oh, I just love the puppy breath and holding a puppy. There's just something therapeutic about that after we lost our 8-year-old collie.
Oh.
So in any case, a lot of people were saying, oh, my goodness, are you jumping into a new dog already? And the answer is no. And some people are wondering if we will and when is a good time. So these are things that might come Dr. Todd's way.
If you have any pet questions, 359-2255, always text in anything you'd like. ESPN 93.5. Jamie, call me. How are you? Sorry about my voice. I'm fighting that winter cold.
Who isn't? It's terrible.
The host of Strange Inheritance, Jamie, call me. How are you?
Hello. So nice to be with you.
Well, we had you when you launched your show. Now you're what? Fourth season? What?
I don't know. It's going pretty well.
All right. Tell people what the show's about.
We are so lucky to tell these stories, and more our stories are coming directly from our viewers, and they all want to top the last one they saw, and this season they did. These are the most strange, obviously, incredible, unbelievable, suspenseful stories I have ever gotten to tell. And we traveled to 38 states this season. We actually finished our 100th episode this season. And we're bringing 26 new ones, which started last night with 2 new episodes again tonight. And we'll continue over the next couple of months with new ones every Monday. And I think people won't believe what they see.
What I mean, does anything surprise you at this point?
Yes. You know what surprises me every time I arrive is, can these people be for real?
Yeah.
They're so right for the story.
Yeah.
Like last night we told a story of Nat Turner's Bible and a family who lost loved ones in the slave rebellion that Nat Turner had led in 1831. They should have had so much anger over losing loved ones in such a violent way. But when they were given Nat Turner's Bible that he had on him during the rebellion and also when he was hanged by the courts as sort of a memento, held on to it, wrapped it in a dish towel. That I do find strange. A lot of people get these artifacts and relics through the years, and they wrap them in towels. They stick them on a shelf. No one really seems to protect these things till I show up and tell them it's a little valuable.
Yeah, right.
And they donated it to the Smithsonian Museum of African American History. I'm glad we had the chance to tell that story on Martin Luther King Day, because they could have cashed in for millions. And they just said, you know what? We forgive Nat Turner. We wouldn't profit off slavery. And I'm seeing the kind of human spirit that I want so much for the country to know still is out there. And it really is in the stories that we're telling. Tonight I have another one where a guy inherited an entire town. It's a company town, which apparently America had 2,000 company towns where a company came in, they built the housing, the company, the one-room schoolhouse, and the store, and nobody left the property. They just showed up for work and lived there. His father bought the whole town. He has one little 400 or 500 square foot house he lives in, and the whole community is filled with people who just love being a part of this, bucolic community and culture. And he will only sell it. The property's listed for $1.5 million. It's in Pennsylvania, to someone who will honor the leases of the people who live there.
Wow.
So he also doesn't want to cash in. Meantime, he's a retired school teacher who ended up being the honorary, mayor. He's the mailman. He fixes the faucets. And he didn't expect to work so hard in his retirement, but because he was named executor, he takes it really seriously. And I love that.
Yeah.
I really do. People care.
Do you have a favorite, Jamie?
We had an incredible magic episode in Illinois, and I didn't really realize the history of magic in Illinois in the old days. There's this whole culture, and there were dinner clubs that had magic shows, and a guy inherited probably 10,000 books about magic from his father. As he started to go through the collection, he found notes from his father, including one that told him for the first time how much he was loved. Those kinds of things just warm my heart and make for great storytelling. And, Strange Inheritance isn't just about families. It's actually a show that people tell me they can watch with their whole family.
Yeah.
Husbands and wives tell me it's the only show they agree on. And I love that you can bring the kids in the room and maybe they'll start collecting baseball cards.
Yeah. You have any good baseball card ones?
Oh, yeah. We had actually the oldest baseball card in history that was from before the Civil War. Who knew?
Huh?
And it was inherited by a woman who she did protect the card because she kind of felt that someday it would have tremendous value. And her great-great-uncle was featured in the card. And in the old days, the baseball players wore very formal clothes. They were all professionals, like doctors and lawyers, and they'd play on these teams, and the ball had to bounce. And there were all different rules. And so I went to try to play this vintage baseball. I wasn't bad at that. The roller derby team someone inherited, the roller skating didn't work out so well for me. But flying a B-17 bomber that someone inherited, I took the controls, and let's just say I'm still here, as were the passengers.
Jamie, you have a fun job. You really do.
No kidding, right?
Wow, it's crazy. Okay, when can people watch this?
So every Monday we debut new episodes, two new episodes, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern. That would be 8 p.m. your time, I believe. And tonight is our second night of premiere episodes, and we have the Company Town episode and an amazing historic firearms collection. You'll learn a lot of history and meet Rudy Marek, who was such an artist when it came to firearms. He was hired by the Colt Gun Company to do engraving on all their fancy firearms.
Wow. All right, so it's on Fox Business, 8 o'clock Central tonight. You can see Jamie Colby. Apologize for my voice, but wonderful show. Keep up your great work. It's awesome.
Thanks. So nice to talk to you again. Really appreciate your time, and I know everyone's going to enjoy this season. It's like none other we've ever done.
Keep up your good work, Jamie.
Thank you.
Jamie Colby, Strange Inheritance. It's on Fox Business tonight at 8, ESPN 93.5.
We've got Nebraska beating Illinois yesterday, 64-63. We aired about 20 minutes ago. Brad Underwood's thoughts in a four-minute press conference. And I mean, he handled it well. He's frustrated, obviously, but I think we're just right there.
Yeah, you know, we're showing... I thought we were going to win. I really did. Showing so much, I don't know. I love Trent Frazier. DeMonte does so many good things, but he's making mistakes in critical areas in the end of the game. He might not be able to play at the end of the game until we get over that stuff. But Michael Finke making shots, including the big four-point play that gave us a two-point lead with 8 seconds left. Chest bumping his coach. Loved it.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, another Big Ten action last night. We had Michigan over Maryland, 68-67. Minnesota beat Penn State in overtime, 95-84. And in the AP poll, we have Villanova at number one, then Virginia. Purdue is bumped up to number three from five. Oklahoma and Duke rounding out the top five. Other Big Ten teams were watching: Michigan State at number nine, Ohio State at 22, and Michigan at 23. Illinois will host Michigan State at 8 o'clock tonight. It's on the Big Ten Network if you want to watch. Michigan State's women's basketball team is 3-2 in the Big Ten, 13-5 overall. We are 9-10 overall, 0-5 in the Big Ten. NBA action had the Bulls over Miami. 16 threes in the game. 119-111 was the final. And the Pacers beat the Utah Jazz 109-104. As far as NFL action, Tennessee Titans are parting ways with Mike McGlurkey.
Malarkey.
Okay,
yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
And there's also been a trending story about Pittsburgh trading Andrew McCutchen to the Giants.
The Pirates, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And NHL action tonight has St. Louis at Toronto. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
As you file your tax return, that sounded pretty good. Ducey wants you to be aware of identity thieves who could be scheming to steal your refund.
It is out there.
Tax identity theft has been the most common form of identity theft the past 5 years. In observance of Tax Identity Theft Awareness Week here in January, Ducey wants you to know that you need to file early. Secure your Wi-Fi connection. Shred stuff. I need to buy a big shredder. That's what I need to do.
We have one here at the office. Just
big
bring
one?
Your stuff in.
It's a big one?
Well, I mean.
I want the big monster one. Lock away secure documents. Secure your tax return. Monitor your mail. Avoid scammer schemes. Contact the IRS. A warning sign, tax identity theft. If the IRS is not going to contact you, they're not going to call you. People, they get a call, say, that's a scam.
Uh-huh.
Remember, the best way to protect yourself from fraud is to be proactive. Ducey wants you to be informed of any security issues, scams, or alerts that could compromise your personal information. You can go to Information Security Center, Ducey.com, 800-67-BUCEY, member FDIC.
We got the high school sports showcase tonight at 7:30 as St. Thomas More takes on St. Joseph Ogden. It's brought to you by Carl Sports Medicine. Be ready when the whistle blows. Visit their new location at First and Windsor in Champaign. IlliniMattress.com to check out the online prices and selection at Illini Mattress, family owned and operated. Long's Garage, located at 503 East Main in Urbana, with their ASE certified technicians to take care of your vehicle. Roof Doctors have the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. Co.com and i3 broadband as you consider another option for your internet, voice, and TV without the contracts. Check out their fiber network today online at i3broadband.com. St. Joe Ogden and St. Thomas More at 7:30 tonight on ESPN 93.5.
You remember that thing we talked about, iCash? You can see if you're owed any money.
That's right.
I was owed some money.
You were?
I just got a notice from Michael W. Frericks.
Yes.
Office of the Illinois State Treasurer.
Well, that sounds official.
And I think I'm getting a check. Oh, 67 big ones.
$67?
You betcha.
Well, there you go. That's a night out on the town.
$67.95 is owed me by the state of Illinois. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
I just you go to iCash.com or something.
That's right.
You type your name in, and there it was. So what the heck? I have no idea what it's from, but it's years ago. I'll take it.
Exactly.
$67.95. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
All right. It's Ask Dr. Todd, the vet. We got that next, 359-2255. Any pet questions? Here's your weather.
Cloudy and breezy this morning. Chilly, too, with that wind chill advisory until noon. High 17, 7 hour low tonight. Up to 23 tomorrow, down to 16, 34 with sunshine Thursday. 41 Friday, 44 on Saturday. Evening showers, 60% chance of rain, but a high 50 come Sunday. Right now, 0, feels like 18 below 0. ESPN 93.5.
It almost feels normal.
Yeah.
Because when it got really warm, it was like, wow. And now I feel like, all right, this is kind of what we have. 50 by the weekend. 50. Shop local. Betsy and Brad Park, CMI. Put them in your circle of trust. You need janitorial stuff. CMIClean.com, 359-6262. CMIClean.com. All the janitorial stuff could be yours with CMI.
I might be wacky, but I want to play. I'm your best friend. You can get away.
You said I couldn't catch the croup from my dogs, right?
Not that I'm aware of. Been kissing them, have you?
Yeah. Yeah, we tried our own little grooming business yesterday, Dr. Todd Likens, Pet Pro. We washed Lovey in the sink.
Yeah.
And she, you know, without her hair boofy, she looks like a chihuahua.
Uh-huh.
And then Janet got her expensive hair relaxer out.
The detangler stuff.
Yeah, the detangler. Yes. And then now she feels like cashmere. It took us quite a while. I don't want to be in the pet grooming business. I'll let you do that. But she is nice and soft.
It can be an adventure sometimes, that's for sure.
Well, we've gone through pet grieving with Diane. She lost Tinkerbell, as you know, last week, and it's been hard on her. What would you recommend? Should she be a foster dog parent? What's the transition here?
Well, first of all, believe it or not, veterinarians grieve on this stuff, too. It's been a rough week for me as well. And you gotta, everybody's different. I just tell everybody to do what they feel is right. Her situation's a little unique and, you know, she's gotta do what she feels is right for her family. And, you know, if she wants to foster, that's great. But, you know, again, you're creating a bond that's gonna go away.
Uh-huh.
So is that what she wants to do? Or does she want to does she want the quiet time, which, you know, may not be right? Or she may want to get somebody right away, which may be right. And everybody's different, and people respect it a lot more now than in the past.
Well,
in the past, it was all, just get another one. No, it's not that way anymore.
No.
There was a text in from Cammy and talked about how Dr. Todd was the best as Hank started to get sick, a 13-year-old lab in November, and how heartbreaking it is when you go through this transition. But then talks about this 8-week-old lab, Dolly, that they got on Christmas Day, and
yep,
how they still talk about Hank all the time and think the world of Hank, and how, you know, the transition was fine for them. Again, we're just kind of talking right now. It's too early.
Everybody's different.
Mm-hmm. Mike says it's too early. We did go to see some puppies, but they were pointer Great Dane. They were big dogs, even at 8 weeks. And we thought, well, that's going to grow into something that's pretty big.
Those kind of dogs can eat your house. I mean,
yeah,
you got to be real careful.
Well,
and it is, yeah.
You need to talk to Stevie about Crystal and Frosty. He knows those dogs real well.
Oh, boy.
So there's other options on the table. So
Frosty? Did you say Frosty?
Frosty's looking for a family.
Why was I not told?
Because I want to save your marriage.
I don't think
you need that much more hair.
No, that's true. But Frosty is the best ever.
Is that right?
Oh, my gosh. Frosty?
They've had a thing since Frosty was a puppy.
Frosty wanted to come home with me, and Gina prevented that.
I see.
She said something about puppies. I said, come on. Look at her eyes. She's looking at me. She's a great dog. All right. So, you know, it's all – and I think we're now in a time where everybody understands – losing a pet is not just, you don't say it's just a dog anymore. It's part of the family.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, and it, there's so much more respect for the process now than what there used to be.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the manuals, boy, that was a tough one. We went through a lot of tough sessions, but we got another year at least from that dog once we got going on stuff.
So you feel this as well?
Oh, it kills me.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, thank God it doesn't happen very often. Mm-hmm. I told Gina, you know, something when you have a, even though it was totally unpreventable type thing. You don't feel like you want to do this job sometimes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It just takes the heart and soul out of you, because
wow,
that's not what, you know, it's not what we want to experience.
Yeah.
Well, I sure appreciated your bedside manner. It is hard when you have that kind of news. And, you know, that's why I didn't bring the kids in and have them look at Tinkerbell and stuff. So I just appreciated the hug. And, you know, I think you teared up and said, this is the worst part of my job. And I appreciated those kind of words.
Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, we were so far past the surgery when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just, you know, it wasn't even a surgical type thing. It was way past that.
That's right. Remember in Matt Mash, there was a poignant quote from Hawkeye. He said there are two rules being a doctor. Number one, people die. Number two, doctors can't change rule number one.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so it's the same with veterinarians, so you can't change it.
Yeah, and people too. I mean, I was an orderly and when my younger days, and I experienced children dying from routine surgeries, and that's tough. I mean, you know, it happens all across the board. No matter what you do, things happen. And it's all surgeries, and that's why I tell people all the time, should be taken seriously, even spays and neuter.
Yeah.
Because it can happen.
Yeah. Well, I know that losing a pet is tough. It's very tough. We've gone through it a few times, and it's not easy at all. Okay, Dr. Todd Likens, I cannot believe Frosty. This is huge news. I'll be over by noon. This is so fun. I can't wait.
Evie.
I can't wait. Are you kidding me? I mean, they went cross-country skiing yesterday, Nathaniel and Janet, and Bella, who's a special dog, she just walked with him, no leash, no nothing. She's just that kind of dog. I mean, you just talk to her, she just comprehends the whole deal.
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable. Okay.
Quick story. I was in Chicago yesterday dropping a puppy off that was flying to the East Coast. And within 10 minutes, you know, I had a crowd. And then the security got involved because they were wanting to know what was going on. And then next thing I know, for the next 45 minutes, security officers were hanging out with me and the puppy. It was a pretty cute story.
That's awesome. All right, where can people find you?
Hey, we're Kirby Mattis, and we're in Mahomet by the police station.
Thanks, Todd.
All right, see you guys.
And thanks for the text in to 359-2255. I got a text in from Habib saying, good morning, Stevie needs a medicine ball from Starbucks. It's also called the Cold Buster.
What's that do?
It's helpful.
Where do I get that? Starbucks?
I guess so.
Can I get over there during the news?
A medicine ball.
Okay, Habib, I like that.
All right.
The medicine
suggestion.
Ball.
But
never heard of it.
I know when we were coming off the air yesterday, people said tea and honey.
I did that.
Yeah.
I am better than I was yesterday. Aren't you glad you didn't hear me yesterday?
So.
I am better. You're doing okay? I'm sorry.
Yes.
It's hard. It's awful.
First 3 days were really rough, and especially my son, Aiden.
I forgot to say hi to Evan Puckett. Dang it.
It is 7:57. Maybe he's still out there.
He's in school. Mom, tell him I'll try and do it tomorrow. Evan Puckett, I saw him at the Cardinal Caravan.
Yes.
Says he listens to me every day.
Appreciate that.
I wrote a note in front of me and everything, and you reminded me.
I had a post-it note,
I know.
Too.
I'll probably do it tomorrow.
Okay,
because he's probably at school because they're all 10-minute drives. Evan Puckett, Philo, you're a good young man.
Excellent.
Good Cardinal fan. News coming up more in our 8 o'clock hour. I'll play some of the Brad Underwood presser after the game. It was only 4 minutes long. He's just doing as well as you could expect. The guy is brutally competitive, and he's 0-6. Three overtime losses and a buzzer beater. I tell you what, though. Can I buy stock in Trent Frazier? Is that off? Is that like a Bitcoin? I think he's got it. I think Trent Frazier's really good at basketball. And I think this team's going to be a bad team to play. Nobody wants to play Illinois. We're just going to give you a fight, and I think we're going to win some games here.
Especially towards the end of the season.
We're getting better. Last night, we played well. We had a gap in the second half, and we had a couple of crucial errors in the last 2 minutes. That seems to happen. Young teams, that's all. Michael Finke making shots was very encouraging. Mm-hmm. If he does that, we are so much better. All right, Fox is next.
You will flush now. You will... No. Oh, please flush. Please. No.
Clogged pipes. Damaged pipes. Pipes, period. We're your emergency and non-emergency go-to for underground solutions.
No matter the mess, the turmoil, or the time, Stevens Underground Solutions will be there when you need us. For all your sewer issues, call anytime 24-7. Stevens Underground Solutions, 202-3385. That's 202-3385.
Diane Ducey here to tell you about Mobile Meter. When I'm playing taxi to my kiddos, I no longer have to worry about parking tickets and loose change. I downloaded the Mobile Meter app to ease my parking frustration. You should download the Mobile Meter app today. It's available.